This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Under canopies, in tents, and arrayed around a large circular arbor on a hilltop near the Russian River, dozens of people are spending this week learning some of the basic skills that sustained their earliest ancestors. It's the first annual Buckeye Gathering, the embodiment of the vision of Russell Sparks.
We create a space that for a week, a whole bunch of people can get together and take a wide range of classes in primitive technologies, things like friction fire, pottery, basketry, hide tanning, edible and medicinal plants.
The gathering on the grounds of the Yakama Indian Education and Development Center, northeast of Forestville, has drawn more than 200 participants and about 50 instructors. One of them is Matt Berry, who came down from Grass Valley to teach drum making.
People go out and get the wood out of the forest here. It's usually, you know, dead wood. And then they cut these angles and we make an eight-sided drum out of it. And then we're processing the hide right now. So we got some deer skins here that we're actually taking the hair off and fleshing them and then making rawhide out of that. And then we're going to lace it up and in about a week they'll be ready to play.
Nearby, Bruce Weidman of Walnut Creek is watching as another group uses large knives to chop pieces of green wood into flat, elbow-shaped hunting tools that he calls rabbit sticks.
Rabbit sticks is one of the primitive hunting weapons that was developed years ago. Great for taking down rabbits, great for breaking the legs of a deer. It's also called a non-returnable boomerang. So if you miss your animal, you have to go fetch your stick. But they can glide for 200 yards, 2 feet off the ground, fly really straight. And the killing punch is not the speed of the stick travels, it's the spin of the stick as you flip it.
On the far side of the arbor, Jeff Hall from Ottawa, Canada, is sanding down his newly handmade version of another ancient hunting weapon.
It's cutting and shaping the bow and then removing wood for the balance, and now we're just sanding it down.
Other groups are weaving threads or fibers, carving bowls or making baskets, even chipping sharp stones.
Today I'm teaching the art of stone tools using obsidian, flint, jasper, and glass, and using only Paleolithic tools such as bone, antler, stone, and copper.
Instructor Thor Malmstrom has come south from Portland to participate in the gathering, which, Russell Sparks notes, has attracted a colorful mixture of people.
You're getting the mountain man types and people who have been wearing buckskin for years and teaching these skills. You're getting people who are really into nature awareness and tracking. A lot of people who want to reconnect with really ancient skills and, as a generalization, feel some deeper instinct calling them to get in touch with what is really the vast majority of human history, and that is having a kind of homemade, handmade life.
The gathering continues through Saturday afternoon, and single-day drop-in registrations are available on site. Meanwhile, the organizers are carefully noting all the changes and improvements they plan to make when the second annual event comes around next May. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.